This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Kent County Cricket Club has had a successful start to the 2025 season. The side won its first 2 4-day county championship matches and then batted out for a draw in the third game. The club were relegated last season in the championship, so they're now playing against slightly weaker opposition. Even so, the early results have lifted hopes for a successful season. Kent's captain is Daniel Bell Drummond.
Yeah, we're extremely pleased with that start. See some good teams in this division, even though we're in Division 2. But yeah, I think we've come up on different types of wickets. We're happy with the start.
Bowler Jaz Singh is one of those seeing improved performances, while opening batter Ben Compton has already scored 200s. Ben Compton thinks much of the credit should go to the team's new coach, Adam Holyoake.
Yeah, he's been excellent. I think everyone's very fond of him, and he's just brought a lot of calm, a lot of clarity and full backing to everybody, you know, and we can see that in guys like Jaz Singh in particular. If I single him out, you know, young guy, probably inconsistent first team cricket, you know, in and out sort of thing. And he's been given a backing here, and we've seen what he's about. And so I think that's testament to Adam's support and the clarity he's given him to go out there.
Ben Compton. Fred Atkins is the Kent correspondent for the England and Wales Cricket Board Reporters Network and the Wisden Cricket Almanac. He's also just started a Kent cricket website called The Spitfire. I asked Fred about Adam Holyoake's arrival as the new coach.
He was quite a left field choice. No one was really expecting Adam Holyoake to get the job when he was appointed, because he had a history of playing with Surrey, who are obviously Kent's main rivals. Holyoake has just given everybody a bit of a lift this time around. He was a proven winner as a player. He won pretty much everything there was to win domestically. So he's got a few tricks up his sleeve, and he just seems to be motivating the players slightly differently.
Looking at where Kent are playing, historically, county teams played all round their county. In Kent, for example, they were in Maidstone, Dartford, and of course Tunbridge Wells. And they were still at Tunbridge Wells until COVID. I keep asking the club when they're returning to Tunbridge Wells, and they keep deflecting an answer. They don't say they're not coming back, but then they're not back again this summer. Do you see them ever relaunching a cricket festival at Tunbridge Wells?
I wouldn't say it's out of the question. I'd say that somebody needs to take this issue on. You know, it needs somebody in the town of Tunbridge Wells, whether they're a business person or a council official or somebody like that. Somebody has to bang heads together and make it happen, because it's the sort of thing, it basically needs a bit of investment. The ground probably needs a bit of work. I think it could come back one day.
And you talk about investment. Well, of course, the big news in cricket is that this one-day competition, the 100, has been sold to private investors, which brings in a windfall amount of money, which is being, some of which is being distributed round counties, including Kent. In that pot of money, do you think that could bring the investment that Tunbridge Wells needs to get a festival back?
It's possible. I think the funds are being earmarked for the development of the Beckenham ground at the moment and various other projects. It's not to say that it couldn't happen, because there are significant funds.
There's still a huge amount of interest in county cricket. People watching on YouTube, county cricket is still free on YouTube. And you're starting a website. Tell me a bit more about the website.
Yeah, it's called The Spitfire. The address is www.thekentspitfire.co.uk. And the idea of it is it's just to give a different kind of level of coverage to the cricket club, because a lot of coverage is stuck behind paywalls. I think that Kent are basically the only top flight sports club in the county, and therefore they deserve a bit more prominence than they're perhaps getting in other news outlets. Yeah, I think it's looking good, and hopefully it'll be the start of something.
Fred Atkins of the Spitfire Cricket website. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.